mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into this third and final hour of this June 14, 2005 edition. Daniel Escalon, a Canadian living in Madrid, Spain, been covering the Bilderberg Group for 13 years with Jim Tucker and others. His articles can be read at AmericanFreePress.net. They can also be seen at Bilderberg.org, Infowars.com, OnlineJournal.com, you name it. Just type in Daniel Escalon. You'll get hundreds and hundreds of great sites getting the truth out. We have a big fat link to a bunch of his stories and his bio right now on Infowars.com. We've been talking about what's on the Bilderberg Group agenda in the last 40 minutes with our guest. He'll be with us for this hour. We'll get more into that agenda. They're very upset this year. Things are out of control for them, many levels. And I want to talk about the personal experiences of Daniel Escalon and his other colleagues being harassed by Bilderberg and get into some of the personal mentality of these elitists. So we'll get into that as well. But first, your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to get involved on air. Mike in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Daniel Escalon.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Daniel. I don't mean to diminish in any way what information Daniel's brought, but I think he needs a little guidance here on this this so-called oil crisis. I'm afraid this is an example of life imitating art. I don't know if you remember the old Robert Redford movie, 3 Days of the Condor, where Cliff Robertson, towards the end of the movie, is explaining the way of the world to Redford. He says, you know, when the American people don't have their heating oil and what have you, they're not gonna ask. They just want us to get it for them. And I'm afraid this just sounds a little too convenient for the globalists. In my experience, and I cut my teeth in oil and gas exploration with Texaco. I worked for them for about 5.5 years, straight out of college. And it was very unsatisfying. They were in no big hurry to develop fields. You'd work up prospects and present it to management, and they'd say, yeah, that's wonderful. Good job.
Yeah, there are capped wells that oil shoots out of the ground under pressure all over Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois. In one field in Alaska, there's enough to run this country for 100 years, but that's the fact. They are not developing a lot of new fields, and then I've got their documents where they say we're going to create artificial scarcity in water and things like that. So I'm not saying the crisis isn't real, because they're going to make it real, but Daniel Escalon, what do you say to Mike?
I didn't hear the question.
You're unable to hear him?
No, I heard him, but I didn't hear the question. I wasn't able to pick up the question and all of that.
Well, I mean, I think he's just I think they're manufacturing this crisis?
Again, I don't know, Alex. I mean, I couldn't tell you. I can just tell you what the information that I got from people who work on the inside with the Bilderbergers, and the information that I'm getting, these people are nervous and they're worried. This is a manufacturing crisis, and all, I couldn't really tell you. But I can tell you from all the information that I'm getting and all the things that we're seeing, it may very well be a manufacturing crisis, but the end result is there's going to be an oil crisis over the next couple of years.
Well, I'll give you an example. There's going to be an internet crisis because they're not building the new hubs and they're shifting stuff over to trusted computing and internet too to then regulate it. So yeah, if they don't explore and they don't open up Anwar and they don't open up all these places, there will be an oil shortage. Go ahead, Escalon.
No, what I was saying is that I really don't know, but what I do know is that over the next couple of years, probably towards 2007, there's going to be a major crisis in the world.
And bottom line, Kissinger said $150 a barrel. Correct, Daniel?
Yeah.
So, Mike, I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, even if the worst predictions are accurate, I mean, there's no reason that we can't develop nuclear power. There's no reason that we can't resort back to coal. We've got more than enough coal for hundreds of years.
No, I agree with you.
So this is a tempest in a teapot and just, you know, usual game by these guys.
Anything else, Mike?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you for the call. Straight ahead with Daniel Escalon. What Bilderberg Group is up to, what they're thinking, what they're doing. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, recapping politically what we know. The Bilderberg Group wants attacks on energy at the wellhead, attacks on money transfers, attacks, the GH now calling for airline tickets, on transportation, and really another energy tax. We know they're upset about the Patriot Movement in America, the Minutemen, the polls showing that the vast majority of Americans are against globalization. They foresaw that Europe wasn't going to be going along with the expansion of the EU and giving up the last vestiges of their liberty. As they get into their end game, more and more people realize what's happening and start resisting. Now we're going to go back to your calls, Don, Johnny, Brian, many others. Toll-free number to join us for our guest, award-winning investigative journalist, Daniel Estolan, for over a decade, who's been covering the Bilderberg Group. He joins us from Madrid, Spain. 1-800-259-9231. We'll also get into some of, again, the experiences he's had himself with Bilderberg and some of the adventures there, just to give you the flavor and the idea of the type of individuals we're dealing with, the royalty, the heads of the major corporations, the heads of government, just about 130, 140 people that run our planet. It doesn't get much more powerful than this. Now, I mean, this is the ultimate king's court. One last showing. This really should be the last showing because we've just had so many requests, and when we have showings, they sell out a week before we even, you know, have the film on. This week's showing, Thursday night at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, already sold out. It was sold out last week. Well, now we've got one more showing next week. Thursday, June 23rd, 8 p.m., Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. Beautiful big theater, food, all that good stuff at your table. Really nice place. I'll be there. Give a speech. Have a question and answer after. Meet like-minded people. It's wonderful. It's very exciting, and I have a lot of fun. I'm enjoying these. It's a great venue. It's a wonderful atmosphere to fight the New World Order and to meet like-minded people. I really enjoy it. And I know that the people that have been going have told me they've enjoyed it. So martial law, probably your last chance. Next week, 8 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Go to Infowars.com, click on the banner that says Alamo Draft House, and it goes right to the secure shopping cart on their website if you want to go ahead and buy tickets beforehand. Or if you live in Austin, go by South Lamar and go ahead and buy the tickets beforehand, because I hate it when people show up and get turned away. And then last but not least, I didn't plug it last hour, I really should have, I have made 12 films. Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State is the best video, my best work, the best work I've ever done. It's three films in one, 3 hours plus long, covers the police state, what really happened on 9/11, and who the globalists are, what their driving ideology and philosophy is. You got to get this video, $25.95, second copy, $19.95, third copy, $16.95, and so on down to $14 a piece. The last film I produced is excellent, too. American Dictators, $19.95 for one copy, $5.95 for each additional copy. I just want to get it out to people. That's my goal. It's very effective at changing minds, at unlocking minds, at taking the blinders off. So, again, folks, please get the films. They're changing lives. They're having a big effect. I can tell you a story right now. You wouldn't believe it. It's amazing. One of the individuals that got this film and is now considering going public with their pulpit, basically. Who knows if it'll happen, but it's pretty big. Find out why this film is having such an effect. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. Or order a hard copy of this new film via Infowars.com. Right there on the secure shopping cart. Watch free clips of the film. Read about all the other films. Decide which discount you want to take advantage of. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or last but not least, PrisonPlanet.tv, now in its 15th month of battling the globalists in the info war, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my weekly TV reports, my TV show that's one best of Austin. It's a pretty good TV show. Multiple TV shows per week loaded up on the web for you to watch in your leisure. My best audio interviews, dozens of other films, special video reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't wait. Daniel Estalam, we're about to go to Don and Johnny and Brian and Kevin and everybody else that's holding, but I know you've got a book coming out on Bilderberg. When can we expect that to be out?
It will be published in Spain in September. Right now we're looking for the United for American publisher. And most likely come out in the entire world in 2006.
Well, I can't wait to see it, and I want to have you up when that happens. Let's go to Don in North Carolina. Don?
Alex, could I just answer the other man's...
Oh, sure. Let's put Don on hold. Go ahead, Daniel.
Can I, for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, just putting the whole thing in perspective, the United States, the oil, the energy crisis, the Bilderberg meeting, I think there's a misconception about the United States needing to invade Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan to steal their oil. That's not true. The United States does not need to steal anyone's oil. current international arrangements give the United States access to exorbitant quantities of oil at cut-rate prices. Now, the U.S. payments for oil, given the U.S. ability to export its crisis through petrodollars recycling, are already so low in their net impact on the American economy that the oil is virtually an imperial tribute. So there is no nation that will refuse, first of all, to sell oil to the United States, because, first of all, it's the biggest consumer and the biggest market in the world. Another misconception is that the war in Iraq is to protect the dollar denomination of oil from the euro challenge. But as long as Europe itself is unwilling to sell the dollar short, thereby wiping out billions of dollars of monetary value in their own currency reserves, which is what one of the things I was saying in the Bilderberg Report, too, about the Chinese, then the euro can never be more than a satellite currency. Now, control over the largest patch of oil, on the other hand, is leverage against all competitors who rely on imported oil. That was always Europe and Japan, and since the 1980s, is it increasingly China. Military power is the only card the United States right now has to play in this new great game. Now, forgive this analogy that emphasizes the imperial standpoint, but again, if you need to resort to force, this is one of the ways that they're doing it. They're not expanding their power. They're trying to manage their decline, which is one of the reasons I believe there is an oil crisis.
Well, let me comment on this. I mean, whether we're running out of oil or not, the evidence is there's a lot of oil. They're just not developing it because they want to create the crises to be able to have an energy crisis to then funnel any independent wealth through their coffers. But regardless, Daniel, you and Tucker and others got the same info from different sources. They are worried about it. It is a crisis regardless of what the exact nature of that crisis is. And then I would expand on that. You're right. Through OPEC, which is a puppet cartel of the Anglo-American establishment, the Arabs don't run it, they get the lowest prices. They set and manage and manipulate the prices. And you're right. PNAC says Iraq is about a military base to project power into the rest of the world and to have a global hemispheric dominance in a monopolar world. So I agree it's about a military base. I just think that we know when we have folks calling in who work for oil companies, they know how many wells are capped and how many areas haven't even been explored or exploited. Now let's go to Don in North Carolina. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Danny. This is Don.
Hello.
I've emailed you some information on the airlines. I don't know if you've...
Don, go ahead and speak up, sir. I'm having trouble hearing you, Don.
Yeah, this is Don. I just wanted to let Danny know I had emailed him some information on the airlines, and I sent some more information today, but I wanted to make these points since we're talking about oil. You know, before September 11th and August, Unocal's vice chairman, John Crichton, became CEO of United Airlines, and about a year later, he retired. He went back to Unocal. And then the new CEO at United today is Glenn Tilton. He was the former CEO and chairman of Chevron Texaco. And this Glenn Tilton is affiliated with another individual. His name is Gerald Rosenfield.
Yeah, they're all interconnected. It's a couple hundred people running everything. And, of course, Mohammad Karzai was a Unocal executive, and now he's the dictator of Afghanistan.
And they were... But Unocal was tied to the Taliban and their meetings in Texas.
And now there's explosive record levels of opium pouring out, and yeah.
But anyway, this Gerald Rosenfield, who's affiliated with Glenn Tilton from the 1980s, when Texaco first filed bankruptcy, he's the chairman at Rothschild North America. And here at U.S. Airways, where I work, I'm retired now, we have two Rothschild people sitting on the board. One of them just recently left.
Well, it's like when they arrested that big oil tycoon in Russia. It turned out he was a front man, and Lord Rothschild and Jacob Rothschild held all the receipts. Daniel?
Yeah, we're talking about Khodorkovsky.
Yeah, but anyway, one other thing I wanted to mention real quick was also this A.B. Buzzy Krongard. One of the ladies that's on the board at U.S. Airways is married to Buzzy Krongard. Her name is Cheryl Krongard.
Yeah, it's one happy nest of people.
Pretty much what they're doing is they're moving from boardroom to boardroom, trying to cover their tracks. And if you you just look at the boards of these companies, and you just do a little research, you know, one thing leads to another, and you start finding out that they're, you'll find them crossing paths on other boards, like at the Brookings Institute or the CFR and these other powerful.
Yeah, no, it's a nest of managers and people, and it's not free market. They give all their government contracts to each other in a revolving door policy. We'll be right back with our guest, Daniel Estalon. We'll go to Johnny, Brian, and many others. Stay with us.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
System is best described as a pyramid. You got a few hundred global owners, not even that many, maybe 30 or 40, who predominantly have a controlling stock in major companies and have their people installed over governments, and then you have a couple hundred of their minions that serve them, and then that, and then they have the policy boards that implement their policy and come up with plans and stratagem, and that's your world government. It runs like a mafia organization. Let's go to Johnny in Texas. Johnny, you're on the air with our guest, Daniel Estalon. Go ahead.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Alex. Alex, just want to let you know I just purchased your martial law DVD, and it's absolutely superb. I encourage all of your listeners to get it and to share with other people. It's been absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And I also, I agree with what Daniel observed at the Bilderberg about the concern of peak oil. I think one of the things that what attracts me to what Daniel saw, and the reason why I'm calling it, and why I'm such a researcher and with different information in regards to these energy wars, I really believe that both you, Alex, and individuals like Daniel, and even and including Michael Rupert from the Wilderness, have got pieces of the puzzle which are indicating that the oil and gas reserves are a finite and scarce item. And just like M. King Hubert, back in the late 50s, when he was working with Shell, predicted that America would reach its global peak production in 1970, he was considered a loon. He was absolutely considered, you are crazy, that will never happen.
But, sir, listen, my family's in the oil business. Do you understand that that there's oil and natural gas all over the place, and they don't even drill for it?
Right. Now, absolutely. Now, let me share this with you. Today, well, actually, June 11th, in IndiaDaily.com, they...
You just passed over what I just said. It's just...
No. I understand that. And this is my response. And I would have to explain... Then I would like for you to explain how two major countries...
Okay, go ahead and make your point.
India and China have come together to get the oil and natural gas resources worldwide. They are in IndiaDaily.com.
Well, because it's a valuable resource. Why would they not want to have it?
Well,
I mean, China's funding, it's got their people all over Africa, all over. They need an oil supply because their industry is already bigger than ours, and it's going to be much bigger in the next 10 years, so they need oil.
Well, the Association for the Study of Peak Oil and Gas, ASPO, at peakoil.net,
Yeah, that's the people that have the peak oil view.
That they concur that peak oil will happen in 2006. Now, I've been keeping an ear out on the media for when is it going to be announced. And the only time...
Sir, do you believe diamonds are precious?
Yes.
And you believe that that's natural? Do you think that's artificial?
I believe that's natural.
Diamonds are not even semi-precious. They're on the lower grade of semi-precious, about as valuable as agates. Did you know diamonds are literally laying on the ground in Africa?
Okay.
So a family controls 90%+ of its production. They will kill you if you try to mine them yourself. They're the Oppenheimers. They control De Beers, set up by Cecil Rhodes. And diamonds are not scarce. They create artificial scarcity, where you will pay $6,000 to $10,000 when you don't have any money because your woman demands it.
Okay.
And so what I'm telling you is I'm not saying they haven't explored more oil. I know they haven't built new refineries.
And new tankers either to haul them.
But so they're planning to create an oil crisis. But I'm telling you, sir, I'm telling you that in one field in Alaska, there's a 100-year oil supply. Do you know what's off the coast of Louisiana?
Yes.
Masses of oil.
But not for the global consumption, though. Because India and China are becoming more industrial.
There are hundreds of billions of gallons. Man,
right.
What are you talking about? Again, you just say it. Look. Again, we're talking about what the Bilderberg Group is discussing, okay?
Right.
All right. They've always said they want to take our resources. They said 50 years ago they wanted to engineer the destruction of the middle class through artificial scarcity and get us basically all on these plantations. And to tell us that there's no natural resources. The IMF documents talk about creating artificial scarcity of water and power, sir. They did it in Argentina, when they got plenty of energy in Argentina. Because if they tell you that there's no water or oil, and then jack up prices, you'll accept it.
And the M. King Hubert's prediction of peak oil and his scenario for that for the 70s in America?
Yeah, of course there's. Of course we've hit peak production in the 70s because they don't do exploration. I mean, again, sir, I just can't get... They're going to rape the hell out of you, and you're going to love it. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95.
Well, that was a really nice caller that called in earlier arguing with me about peak oil. I just get frustrated because we got all these callers, and I got all this stuff I want to talk about with Daniel Estolan, and we're getting close to the end of the broadcast. And so, I mean, you know, we spent 5 minutes last segment arguing about that, and then Daniel wasn't even able to comment on it. And you know, I said to the caller, I said, do you know about diamonds? Do you think they're really precious? He didn't know about that. You know, I was screaming 10 years ago about how they plan to create artificial scarcity in water, in food, in everything. And that's what they're doing. And they're going to sell you on it. Now, I'm not saying that they haven't built new refineries. I'm not saying that they haven't explored new oil or developed it. They haven't done that. They are creating a crisis. And they may run around at the Bilderberg Group trying to scare the other minions that are there. Let's say you got 50 controllers out of 150 people there, and, you know, 100 of them are minions. They may even be putting an act on for their people. But I'm telling you, folks, I've seen the oil company reports on oil fields all around the world that they're not developing, that can quickly be extracted I don't mean something in Afghanistan or Uzbekistan. I mean stuff right up close to areas where it can easily be extracted. Okay, this is their move for global domination, where they grab the oil and then sit on it and then tell you there's no oil and then make you pay exorbitant prices for it. Now, that's in their interest. And every time I argue with these peak oil people, they don't even know about diamond scams. Now, I know Daniel Estolan does know about artificial scarcity, and I know he does know about the IMF riot and the IMF reports and Joseph Stiglitz going public, but I want to take a few final calls. Then I want to get into the stuff Daniel's been through covering Bilderberg. But if you got anything else to say on peak oil, go ahead and say it, Daniel.
No, I think we said enough.
Yeah, kind of a rabbit trail. But I will have people on about this subject, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in New Jersey. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex. So awesome to talk to you. You're one of my heroes. I absolutely respect everything that you do and agree with everything that you say. I
think you don't have to preface that.
I'm just saying, I think you might come off a little hard sometimes, and that's why a lot of people don't listen to Infowars.com. But I had a question. I absolutely believe that 9/11 was obviously set up by these corporatists. I just want to know if you personally know a connection, because this is the only piece of the puzzle that I'm missing, I believe, between Larry Silverstein and his company and the Bushes. How would he know? Because I do believe there were explosives in the buildings, but how did he know? Do you have any type of connection there? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I have Larry Silverstein saying...
Oh, no, on the PBS documentary. I mean, I absolutely agree. I just want to know how he got that information. Where is that link?
I mean, sir, Marvin Bush ran security on the buildings.
Oh, well then.
You haven't seen the film, have you?
Which film are you speaking
Martial
of?
Law.
It's so many times and other... I've watched too many other things, and it just passed my mind. No, I didn't even realize. So Marvin Bush runs security on the buildings, huh?
Yes, and Building 7 had the CIA, FBI, Securities and Exchange Commission,
DOE, yeah.
The Port Authority, yep. This... Mm-hmm. The Defense Intelligence.
Yep.
I mean, literally, they built the command bunker there in 99, a $35 million command bunker, and I believe clearly from the evidence they ran the attacks out of that command bunker inside the building. They already moved their main emergency office to Tripod 2 down the street. So they already moved Giuliani out 2 days before. I shouldn't laugh about it. It's pretty sick.
No, it is sick, and that Marvin Bush thing puts together a lot. And
there are about 100 other connections. Let's just say Silverstein's connected to a lot of shadowy underworld people.
Of course.
And goodies that come out of Afghanistan.
Can you name specifically what goodies that come out of Afghanistan?
Well, sir, I'm just telling you goodies. So
oh.
Listen, sir, there's so much evidence it'll blow your mind.
Oh, no, I know.
The biggest one is the guy says he blew it up. So
right,
I don't
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
And Jimmy Walters ran, I was wrong, it wasn't $1.5 million. It was $2.5 million worth of ads in New York saying, Larry Silverstein, you said you blew it up. Will you answer questions? I've called him dozens of times. He will not answer questions.
He refuses comments. Yeah, I read that too. I mean, I like I said, I absolutely agree. I just wanted to know how he...
Well, I don't want you to agree with me. I mean, I want you to know the facts. Listen, it's a good question, and I'm glad you brought it up. You have any questions about Bilderberg?
The Bilderberg Group, yeah. I mean, how do we know, because obviously these meetings are secret, and I know you snuck into Bohemian Grove, and it's kind of connected to that. I mean, what are they talking about in these meetings?
Okay, to break this down, Tucker's gone over this 100 times, but this is how they do it, and then we'll, and thanks for the call, Brian, we'll let Daniel comment on this as he holds there patiently. Here's the deal. You go to the hotel a week before the Bilderberg show up, the five-star hotel, before they kick everybody else out. And you go to them, and you say to the waitresses and the bellhops, some really evil people are coming, and they're going to be talking about world government. And when they're rude and mean to you, just remember, I'm going to be at this bar every night at 10 o'clock. And I know they're going to threaten you with being fired or worse if you tell us anything, but come by and tell us what you know. And they say, no way. But then when the Bilderbergers are so rude and so evil, and they hear this stuff, the people come and tell them. Then there's Secret Service, there's military, there's security people that are also sources who hear this evil stuff and leak it. And let me tell you, Jim Tucker is very accurate. So is Estolan. What Jim Tucker's, every year he says, this is what they said's on the agenda, this is what's going to happen. And then it happens. I mean, he predicted the fall of the Berlin Wall a year before. He predicted, no, we're not going into Iraq in 02. We're going in March of 03. You know, it just, Daniel Estolan, this is a good question. Comment on it, please.
Well, it's absolutely true. Most of the information I get is from the Secret Service. The disadvantage I have in relation to Jim Tucker is that he's a 69-year-old man, so he has a lot more credibility as far as approaching waitresses. They don't take to me as kindly as they do to him. So most of my sources are Secret Service agents who work for the American Bilderbergers, who protect the American administration. And
again, they think a younger man, you know, I mean, you look like you're under 40. They think you're hitting on them.
Exactly. I'm 38, exactly. That's exactly it. But in any case, we do have excellent intelligence. And as far as the Bilderbergers are concerned, if they want to keep their meeting secret in the future and their agenda secret, they'll have to meet underground, bring their own frying pan, and speak in Mandinko Mandarin, because anything else will get the information in real time.
And I've talked to Jim. I mean, I've been interviewing him for a decade every time he gets back, and it's always the same. They go, no way I'm going to talk to you. But then when they see how evil these men and women are, they are just ready to help you. They get documents. They get everything. It's amazing. Why do the intelligence people talk to you, Daniel?
Because these are the first line of defense for the Bilderbergers, and they're the first ones there to protect them, and they're also the ones who really hear all they're the party to all the conversations, the real heavy stuff when they talk in small groups, and what basically they're hearing is so astounding that they have no choice but to find a way to get all that stuff out, and they need an outlet.
You know, something just came to me. I wish all these normal FBI agents and normal Secret Service that deal with bank robberies and stuff, I wish the average cop out there could be in one of these meetings and actually hear who they're working for, because your experience and Tucker's is when these guys actually have a chance to hear who they work for, they instantly come over to our side, don't they?
Well, they do, because most people have families, have children, they understand what's at stake, and they know that when people start dying, they'll be the first ones to go as well.
So what do these intelligence agencies, individuals tell you when they talk to you? I mean, give me a run-of-the-mill example of how they contact you, what they say to you.
Well, again, I have to be very careful how I explain this, because if somebody, if one of the Bilderbergers or a few of them are listening to our interview, I do not want to give them any clues, and I definitely do not want to compromise their intelligence. We've worked over the years, have taken almost 8 years to build the trust up with the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The CIA is taking a little bit shorter. The Military Intelligence 6, which is MI6 in England, has taken about 5 or 6 years as well. But once these people know that they can trust you, they come to you. And then once people in the intelligence community know who you are and what you are, that you're not an intelligence asset for the Bilderbergers, then they definitely take much shorter to get to you, and all the information comes out.
And, I mean, reading these accounts without going into too much detail, they're pretty freaked out, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Again, the stuff you saw in the second Bilderberg report is phrase by phrase what was discussed at the Bilderberg meeting. And in some cases, we have to keep the names out because, again, in some cases, certain people, certain members of the intelligence community were present and others
were
not.
Yeah, I mean, if you got 10 guys around a card table, 10 mobsters, and there's their 10 security guys there, they're going to know that it's one of those 10 people.
Well, it may be so, but again, a couple of the mobsters who work for the Bilderbergers are also our sources. That is to say, what you said before is true, that not all 120, 125 Bilderbergers that meet annually are bad guys. There are some good guys who are simply invited, and they don't really understand the entire agenda.
Ah, so you've got leakers that are Bilderberg attendees themselves.
Exactly, we do.
That's got to really make them mad.
Well, they do. They are. They've been trying to figure out for years who these people are. And in one meeting several years ago, I was approached by two people who are emissaries of the Bilderbergers, and they tried to buy me off. And again, I talk about all that in my book as the Bilderberg Stories. I explain in each chapter one of the episodes and what happened to me, for example.
Well, we got footage of Tucker being harassed, and he's been kidnapped many times. They really don't like you, Mr. Estolan.
No, they despise me. As a matter of fact, they despise me.
Tell people what happens to you every year when you...
Well, the routine is quite the same. It's quite predictable. They pull me off the plane. They headcuff me. They question me. They harass me. They warn me not to jaywalk. They follow me throughout the 5 or 6 or 7 days that I'm there. They usually lodge in the same hotel as I do. For example, this year's conference in Rotterdam in Bavaria in Munich in Germany, which is a 2-hour, 20-minute flight from Madrid, took me 12 hours and a half to get to Munich because the plane was stopped in Italy. There was a stopover. I was pulled off the plane before anyone else was. I was questioned for 2.5 hours. I missed my connecting flight. Then I had a couple of seconds, and I was able to call friends, Italian journalists, who called the other friends of theirs, and the whole group of them called the German Foreign Ministry, who had to publicly come out and publicly make a public statement saying that they didn't know who I was, and obviously they weren't going to arrest someone who didn't know who that person was. Once I got to Munich, the whole thing happened all over again. Again, I was pulled off the plane, I was handcuffed, I was questioned, I was harassed, I was warned not to jaywalk, I was asked why I was there. Last year in Italy, as soon as I got off the plane, three security guards approached me with two anti-drug people.
They kidnapped Jim Tucker in Italy.
They kidnapped Jim last year as well. They retained me for 3.5 hours in Italy.
Now, again, you guys write for major newspapers. You get picked up by hundreds of publications. You're there, accredited reporters, and over again, they literally grab you and threaten you and harass you. I mean, that's who we're dealing with here, folks.
Well, the problem with all that is there's so few.
But I wonder what those police taking those orders, they'll never be in the inner rooms with the Bilderbergs. They'll never hear what the Secret Service is telling you. They'll never know who they're protecting.
Alex, I think it's very important that you understand and the listeners understand that most of the people who are protecting these conferences have absolutely no idea what the Bilderbergers are. As a matter of fact, at this year's conference, you saw some of the photographs of the Secret Service. The people were asking me what the B stood for in the window of the Mercedes-Benz. To that point, they really...
So you had Secret Service asking you what was going on.
Exactly, but the German Secret Service, the U.S. Secret Service in Germany this year, any U.S. Secret Service on foreign land, foreign territories, protecting the United States delegation, they know what the Bilderberg is. They may not know the general scheme or these people are planning to do to us, but they know why they're there, and they know it's a very important...
Now, the Bilderberg guys, say when the royal family's there, do they normally have their own protection detail along with the Secret Service?
Usually MI6 protects the British delegation, the CIA and the Special Army units protect the American delegation, the Mossad protects the Israelis in this case, the two representatives of the Mossad, and then the rest of them are protected by the Secret Service, in this case Germany last year, Italian Secret Service, depending on where they are.
Well, when these cops have got you kidnapped, do you ever say to them, hey, do you know what you're doing? Do you know that you're harassing a journalist?
Most of the people know who I am. As a matter of fact, last year while I was being interrogated, I saw on the desk my photograph, my ID card's photograph, which means someone in Ministry of the Interior in Spain had provided that photograph to the people in the Italian Secret Service. Okay, first of all, that's illegal because I've never done anything wrong and I've never been arrested. I have been arrested, but I've never been charged with any crime and I'm not a criminal. Right? But the fact that these people in Italy last year in Stresa, were in Milan, had my photograph from my ID card, and again, you know what your ID card looks like, and it's the only photo I have that looks like that. It just goes to show you to what length these people will go to make sure that you don't, to discourage you from covering this. And
well,
I guess,
under this global government soon, they'll just say you're a terrorist, you won't be able to fly, period. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas in Missouri. Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I've been listening to this, and of course you basically confirmed what I was saying, what I was thinking about so-called peak. Well, it doesn't matter whether there is or there isn't. It's OPEC. They could be lying. They just want the mindset to be there. And I noticed that you guys get this stuff out there. You're apart from the mainstream. And you, of course, Alex, you've said yourself you've even turned down a $1 million contract because they wanted you to toe the line. And for those of people who think that you're all about the money when that very well is not true, put into perspective for them, your current contract with GCN, how does that compare with that $1 million offer?
Well, I get insurance, and that's really about it. But regardless of all of this, it isn't about Alex Jones. It's about the news. It's about the bills. It's about the legislation. It's about the New World Order. And thanks for the call, Thomas. It's about losing our liberties. and our freedoms. And, you know, the New York Times and others have attacked me and said, how dare Alex Jones sell videos? As if it's bad that I sell videos. I mean, I tell people to make copies of them because I want to get the word out, and I'm still evil. And quite frankly, I need more money. I've got 4 employees. I need a bigger office. We're looking at one right now so we can do more. I have bandwidth bills. I have all this stuff. So I've never really asked for this, but I would like people to send me donations. I mean, because we could do so much more. We could affect so much more change. Well, we could pay our $10,000 a month shortwave bill if you'd send me money. So I've been criticized for selling videos. I'll just go all the way. Send me money, because I take every red cent of the money that comes into this ministry, and I fight the New World Order. And I have people on like Daniel Estulon, who puts everything he's got on the line and risk his life. And I bring on the Minutemen and say, support them, send them money. And I bring on all these groups, the Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, GOA, Gun Owners of America, and I say, send them money. Well, send me money, because we want to expand. We want to fight the New World Order. We want to do a better job, and quite frankly, in this messed up economy, things have been tight. So we need your support. We need your capital. We need to fight the New World Order. We'll be right back with our final segment with Daniel Estulon.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny, because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own, as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Quite frankly, I want to buy this high-definition camera that'll shoot even better video, and I want to get an even better video editing system so we can do more and put more videos on the web and do things like that. And I don't have the capital to do it. 4 employees is expensive. So, yes, if you want to donate towards us getting this camera and towards getting this computer system to fight the New World Order and do a better job, I've always said just get my videos. But if that's evil, selling videos, just send me money directly. Because I know we're fighting the New World Order. But regardless, if Alex Jones was an evil hobgoblin from the ninth circle of hell, the New World Order is setting up global tax. The New World Order is doing bad things to you. The New World Order is there. I'm exposing it. That's important. I've put my life on the line to do this. And a lot of people want to get focused off onto Alex Jones and the government disinfo operations. That doesn't matter. What matters is what the New World Order is up to. I mean, if you don't know I'm the real McCoy and that I'm some mean redneck from Texas that wants my freedom, if you haven't, I mean, I don't even put acts on with people. The listeners, the guests, nobody. I respect you enough to be straight up front with you. Okay? So I'm tired of hearing garbage and propagandists and government operatives asking for money to run their disinfo campaigns. So I will now officially ask you for money. I'm not going to do it very often, but frankly, we need some things around here. Okay? Write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, and send me a check to Alex Jones, A-L-E-X-J-O-N-E-S, baby. And Daniel Estolan, in closing, how do people support folks like Daniel Estolan? Again, you've got your book in Spain. I mean, if you had your book in the U.S., I'd be plugging it right now. How do I support you?
By interviewing me once in a while and making sure that people know that I'm there. Alex, I'd like to finish off with something very, very interesting that just came across today. If I may, how much time do I have?
You got about 3 minutes. Yeah, any other key news for us on Bill?
Okay, well, first of all, in one of the breaks, you told me about strange noises emanating from my telephone. My telephone has been tapped for the last couple of years. So, again, at this point in time, I'd like to welcome all the Secret Service agents from around the world who are listening to Alex Jones at Alex Jones Show at PrisonPlanet.com. And just to end this thing, Telefonica, which is Spain's biggest telephone operator and one of the biggest companies in Europe, just kicked off a new marketing campaign. A lightly clad young lady with a microchip, embedded microchip, in her belly button. Now, Telefonica, somebody told me about this earlier this morning. Tomorrow I'm going to go down with my video camera and my camera. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to send it to you guys so you can put it up on the net so everybody could see it. Now,
Daniel, you are a total sweetheart, and we'll give you all the credit. So now they're not just chipping nightclubbers. Now the big telephone chain is promoting microchips.
And the announcement says, get chip. Now, Telefonica has never attended a Bilderberg conference, but their board of directors, which is interlocked with all the Bilderberger heavyweights.
Well, get chipped is an applied digital trademark term.
Well, it's actually a translation from Spanish, transliteration. So I'll send you the photograph tomorrow, and it's amazing. It's, again, when Telefonica begins plugging this, this is definitely the beginning of the end.
But let's not worry about a move to make us take microchips. Let's worry if Daniel Estolan sells a book so he can pay for the plane ticket to go get arrested. How dare you, Daniel? How dare you feed yourself? You know, we should, I mean, the globalists, they can make all the money they want and directly tax us to enslave us. But you're bad because you sell a book.
That's right, sir. And just to end, I think we are at the crossroads, and the road we take will now determine the very future of humanity and whether we will go into the next century as electronic global police state or as free human beings as a result of massive awakening taking place in America and the rest of the free world to the criminal activities of the global elite.
Well, God bless you, sir, and I look forward to having you back on to talk about some more solutions in the future. And we're all blessed to have you out there, Daniel, and I think you're doing a wonderful job. And I hope folks will get your book that are listening in Spain, and take care.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, scantily clad women who've gotten their microchips, get yours, you'll be cool. Yeah, never mind that. Let's worry about Alex Jones. Buy my video, folks. Get it and get it out to people. Take care. Our tip.